Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the Free Zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2...
Good morning, Patriots. You are tuned in to Radio Free Redoubt. This is the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. I am John Jacob Schmidt. Lady Liberty, my bride, sitting across the desk from me at the Radio Free Redoubt studio from an undisclosed location. We're broadcasting out of Spokane on 96.5 and on the AM dial at 630 plus the live streaming. Good morning, Lady Liberty.
Good morning to you. Good morning to everyone out there, and welcome to Wiffle Bat Wednesday. And we're so looking forward to today because we have run across some stuff that you guys are just really going to appreciate. So
that's right.
So we look forward to diving into
it's
this today.
Be great.
Yep,
it's going to be great. It's wow, ow.
I know. One after another. Wham.
Wow. Ow. Gosh.
You know, guys are really good at sound effects. Girls, not so much.
Right. Well, I know, but you just make fun of us when we do these cool sound effects. And you don't do them. We have to do them, and then you make fun of us.
No, they're entertaining. No, okay, I like them.
Well,
I like them.
That's all I can
ask
for.
You just keep it up.
All right. All right, so over to you with the word of the day.
Yeah, okay. Well, good. We're going to dive right into the word of the day like it should be. And so... the word of the day for Wifflebat Wednesday comes to us from 1 Timothy chapter 6, verses 11 through 21, which read, "But you, O man of God, flee these things and pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, gentleness. Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life, to which you were also called and have confessed the good confession in the presence of many witnesses. I urge you in the sight of God who gives life to all things and before Christ Jesus who witnessed the good confession before Pontius Pilate that you keep this commandment without spot, blameless until our Lord Jesus Christ's appearing, which he will manifest in his own time, he who is the blessed and only potentate, the King of kings and the Lord of lords, who alone has immortality, dwelling in unapproachable light, whom no man has seen or can see, to whom be honor and everlasting power. Command those who are rich in this present age not to be haughty, nor to trust in uncertain riches, but in the living God who gives us richly all things to enjoy. Let them do good, that they be rich in good works, ready to give, willing to share, storing up for themselves a good foundation for the time to come, that they may lay hold on eternal life. O Timothy, guard what was committed to your trust, avoiding the profane and idle babblings and contradictions of what is falsely called knowledge. By professing it, some have strayed concerning the faith. Grace be with you. Amen." And so that is the end of that.
Amen.
Yeah.
That's quite a description of the Lord.
I know. I know. Well, and I had to look up potentate because I've looked it up before, but I mean, I use it like not at all.
Right. It's something you normally read in some type of writing, but not, you know, usually in our own vocabulary.
Right. And you know what it meant, but I didn't. And so I thought that I would just share with the listeners that the definition of that, in case you didn't know, it just means that it's a ruler, a sovereign ruler who wields great power or sway. And so, yes, he is most definitely he's the blessed and only potentate, the King of kings and the Lord of lords. But what is also interesting in those verses is I like what they had to say about the command to those who are rich, you know, not to be haughty, nor to trust in uncertain riches, but in the living God who gives us richly all things to enjoy. Because you and I were having a discussion about this at one point where we are saying that it's typically like when I have had jobs when I was in college where I was working in fine dining, you know, like five-star dining, the wealthy people tend to be fairly hard to deal with. They're fairly unhappy.
They're not grateful at all.
They're they, by and large, a lot of them that I met were what I would call thankless. And so instead of being happy that they have all this money and understanding that they're blessed beyond most people,
right,
that should be the reason why they're more kind, more generous, more willing, sure, to help out people, because they have been so blessed and other people have not. And who cares as to how they acquired that, whether they worked really hard or whether it was given to them or what, right, however they acquired it. It just seems to make more sense that if you're so blessed, you should be the nicest people on earth, right?
You would think.
You know, you would think so, but
yeah.
But it ends up being the other way around.
I remember a story that you relayed to me about going with your, I think it was your father, who to volunteer during the holidays at a homeless shelter.
Yeah,
and how, right, grateful they were. They're like, thank you so much. God bless you. Thank you for being here for us. And
yeah.
And then right after that, you went to work at some
very fine dining.
Yeah, very room, fancy, yeah, snobby place, yeah, where very wealthy people go.
Yep.
And how rude they were and, yep, how dissatisfied they were with everything. This isn't right. Take this back. You know, and,
yep,
just really vile people. And you think it would be the opposite, you know, but.
Right. It was, that was, my dad wasn't actually there. It was, but yeah, that, what you're talking about was a Thanksgiving day. And so that day I volunteered at the homeless shelter and it was so striking of a contrast. It should have been exactly the opposite. You would think the people that were struggling and having the hardest time in life, they had no homes. They, right, had no food. They had no family or anything to enjoy Thanksgiving.
They were dealt
with
the hardest blow by life.
Right.
And the people that have had just so much blessing and excess,
yep,
showered on them were completely dissatisfied with everything.
Yep. And very thankless and rude. And it should be the exact opposite, you know?
But. I've met some very wealthy people that were like that. And I've also met people that were very wealthy that were, you would not know it.
Right.
You know, they drive a 10, 12-year-old pickup truck. They wear jeans and they talk and act like everyone else. They worked hard for what they have. They appreciate what they have. And they talk to you like a normal person, you know,
right,
and you would just never know it. And when you find out who they are, you're just like, wow, that's what I would hope that I would be like if I, you know, came into that kind of money somehow.
Right.
And you still stay grounded. You, yeah, still know who you are, you know, and you don't forget where you came from, and you still have a contrite heart. You're still humble. You're grateful for everything, and you treat other people accordingly.
Right.
And I think the Lord really shows favor on that. He does.
It's a matter of staying humble,
right,
and thankful and recognizing where wealth comes from. Right.
I, yeah,
mean, it's all God's to begin with. And if, you know, if you're blessed and he's put the fire of an awesome work ethic in your heart and you've worked really hard for it, then, you know, all the better. But it's the ability to remain humble and thankful and respectful towards the one who created,
yeah,
who's the source of all of that. Exactly. And we saw that recently too we bought something from somebody and that person, you could tell, has had a very, very rough life, struggling, and definitely not a wealthy person, and,
right,
just very, very kind, very kind. And so, so that was kind of our conversation about that. It was like, what a blessing to have met that man.
Right. You know? Very humble, very, yep, selfless.
Yep.
Hard worker.
Right. And where he could have made more money on what he sold to us, he didn't.
Right.
He gave us even more of a discount that we didn't even ask for.
Yeah, the one you asked for, yeah.
Yep. And so, yeah, it was awesome. The blessing.
Good testimony.
Yeah.
All right. So thank you for that. Thank you for sharing that word and something that we can meditate on. One more time, that's 1 Timothy what?
1 Timothy chapter 6, verses 11 through 21.
All right.
Yep. Praise God for those.
That's right. So there's a time to be humble. There's a time to be meek. And there's a time when you need to put your foot down. And it's Wiffle Bat Wednesday, isn't it?
Why, yes, it is.
Yeah, there are times when we as Christians living in a Christian nation with a Christian heritage should not allow not just ourselves. It's not just about protecting you. You have an obligation to protect your children. And there's something that was posted by a fellow patriot in Arizona, and this makes my blood boil. This is our first Wiffle Bat candidate, and it would be whoever is behind this parental legal guardian consent form to participate in a social emotional behavior screening. And this is in Scottsdale Unified School District, going out to all the parents. Get your kids out of the public indoctrination centers. Yeah. There's too much on the line, and this is right here should hopefully make you very angry. But these people deserve the Wiffle Bat. Everybody behind this, and most of the people in the public education sector in general. So listen to this. The electronic signature attached to this annual verification packet authorizes SUSD, that's the Scottsdale Unified School District, that's right outside of Phoenix, to complete an emotional health and wellness screening of my child and to collect personal information, including but not limited to income or other family information, medical history or medical information, mental health history or mental health information, and quality of home and interpersonal relationships, student biometric information, or illegal, antisocial, or self-incriminating behavior, antisocial behavior.
Wow.
Official appraisal of individuals within a close relationship and guns/ammunition ownership.
Oh, yes. There you go.
Right.
That's what they're really after.
Yep. Well, that and the antisocial behavior.
Right.
You know, extremism.
Yes.
And this is all being pushed down from the NEA, the National Education Association, which is a communist organization. It's full of communists. All the people are straight up Marxists. I further understand that upon my request, SUSD shall provide any available information regarding the screening to me in a timely manner. Okay, so on. I've read this consent and release form, fully understand the terms and conditions outlined, and that I have full legal capacity to sign this document. They're after our children, and they're after us through our children. That's
right.
Abhorrent.
You know, there was something very similar that happened right up here in our area in Eastern Washington several years back when I was in the property rights group. And what happened was the Department of Ecology went in and they wanted to gather information on farmers,
right,
and their livestock. And so what they did was they went through the 4-H division, right? The kids 4-H
right.
division. And asked all of these 4-H'ers to go home and take water samples out of their own streams, their private streams and ponds, and bring these water samples back to the DOE. And this was unbeknownst to the parents. This was just it was labeled as a fun thing to do. Yeah, science project, 4-H project. And they got all of these private samples from people's private water systems. And nobody would have ever just said, oh, sure, go ahead, come in and test our water. You know, nobody would have done that. And so they very, very sneakily did this through the children in 4-H.
So they can add all of these water samples to their database.
That's
and
right.
Find out who's got what
who's
water.
Who's got
water.
High nitrates, who's got this or that.
Exactly.
You know, and oh my gosh, we were absolutely livid. We came unglued when we found this out, and that was brought to an abrupt stop. But
good.
Yeah, that was
because you
shocking.
Became aware of it and somebody took action.
Yep.
Just like this. I mean, hopefully the parents are outraged. Hopefully these people will be purged, wiffle batted right out of those education positions that they're in on the school boards.
Yep.
And I mean, this is just one aspect of
it.
It gets worse.
We just have to be aware that this is not beneath them. These are well within their wellhouse for what they're going to do. You know, no pun intended with wellhouse.
Right.
Oh, it's wheelhouse, isn't it?
Wheelhouse. Well, you know, the wheelhouse right. is what runs your water. You know, it's your water wheel. for running your mills and stuff. So they want to sample that too.
That's right.
All right. Well, let's go ahead and take a break. We've got plenty of more wiffle batting to do after that, and we'll have a decent amount of time to do it in segment two, thank goodness, for a change. Segment one is brought to you by Prepping 2.0 with Glenn Tate and Shelby Gallagher behind the microphone over there at the podcast Prepping 2.0 to help take your preparations, skills, building skills and awareness to the next level. And the website is prepping2-0.com. We'll be back right after this.
Minutemen Coffee Company, born out of the idea of freedom, liberty, and the patriot movement sweeping across this great nation that we call home. Single origin, whole bean coffee, roasted and blended to perfection in small batches when you order. Minutemen Coffee is delivered to your door for the freshest, most robust whole bean coffee you've ever tasted. Coffee is the second most important item for your preps next to water, so why not have the best coffee in your preps? Check us out on the web at www.minutemencoffee.com. MinutemenCoffee.com.
Welcome back to segment two of the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. Segment two coming at you from U.S. Law Shield, providing defense for self-defense, defending you and coming to your aid, covering you whether it's a civil or a criminal situation that you may be facing, to provide legal coverage for just $11 a month for one person as the baseline coverage. No caps, no limits. And they'll be on the phone with you before the police even get on scene if you're ever forced into a situation where you have to defend yourself or others. The website is uslawshield.com, or go to radiofreeredoubt.com and click on that U.S. Law Shield banner on the right-hand side. And don't forget to use the coupon code John Jacob. All right, Lady Liberty, it's Wiffle Bat Wednesday, which we're very excited about. We have our first candidate all lined up. Ow! Right?
That's right. That's right.
So this is disgusting and vile and also to be expected. We've seen just about every tyrant in history, especially recent history, has appealed to people's faith, especially the Bible, to get people to comply with evil, an evil agenda.
Right.
To get them to comply with tyranny. Mm-hmm. And Hitler did it with Romans chapter 13. He put pressure on the clergy to use Romans chapter 13 to remind your parishioners that, to obey the government because the Bible tells them to. And the Department of Homeland Security actually did that just a few years ago after Hurricane Katrina, and they disarmed all of those American citizens unlawfully. And the clergy response teams that the Department of Homeland Security were working with, they're putting pressure on the clergy to remind their parishioners of Romans chapter 13. Follow the government, whatever they say, even if they tell you to give up your arms. So here we are again. Now, these supposed vice president, the Kamel Harris, and reminding us that getting vaccines is, well, what the Bible tells us to do. Listen to this.
I do believe that the act of getting vaccinated is the very essence of what the Bible tells us when it says, love thy neighbor. Right? Because what we know is, one can ask, well, who is one's neighbor? Is it the person who lives to my left, lives to my right? I know them, may borrow cup of sugar, right? But what we know it means when we talk about love thy neighbor is that, yes, it may be the person next door, and it may be the man on the street, and in the face of that stranger, you see a friend. That's what this is about. And so by getting vaccinated, you are loving your neighbor.
I accidentally cut part of that off when she was saying it might be a stranger. And in the face of that stranger. So, Lady Liberty.
Oh, my gosh. We were just cringing through that whole thing.
Your veins are sticking out right now.
I know. Yes, especially since it has been our thing. I mean, well, mine that I started with the podcast, The Political Church, way back last March, right? Where the whole point of how to love your brother through government was to do good things for him, to make sure that
right.
regulations are cut back so that his business can prosper, his family can flourish.
That's right.
You know, how to truly love your brother. And so her piping in to this whole thing of how to love your neighbor, how to love your brother by getting a vaccine. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, it's the biblical thing to do.
And so it totally just reminded me of the Nazis who coerced the Jews into the gas chambers by telling them, I mean, they were giving them a lot of pushback and they were having a hard time getting them in there. And so they said, okay, well, here's what we're going to do. We're going to tell them that they've got jobs waiting for them and ask them who's a woodworker, who's a tailor, who all these things so that they will willingly walk into these showers thinking that they're showers and that they just need to get cleaned up and then they're going to be shipped off to do their jobs.
Right.
And lo and behold, that was exactly not what those were. Those were the gas chambers.
Right.
Only they didn't have any pushback anymore. They just willingly flooded right in and they killed them. And
yep.
So that just really reeks of that, especially with this death vaccine. And I'm not kidding when I say death vaccine. I mean, for instance, we just pulled up an article that said that Scotland's figures showed that 5,522 deaths happened within 4 weeks of their people getting the vaccination.
That's right. Yep. The Liberty Daily picked this up from basedunderground.com, and Scotland now is confirming, 5,522 deaths within 4 weeks of the vaccination in a population that's smaller than Minnesota.
Right.
The deaths are just off the charts all over the place. And that this, you know, report really comes on the heel of what we started to dive into yesterday with that bombshell lawsuit that was filed alleging government cover-up of tens of thousands of injections. And this lawsuit is being filed on behalf of America's frontline doctors in a U.S. District Court of Northern District of Alabama. And they are saying not because the White House just admitted, looks like we're looking at about 12,000 and like 12,000 deaths. And these guys, this lawsuit is saying, they're quoting one of multiple up to 11 different sources that they use for counting deaths. And they're like pushing everything else under the table and admitting to 12,000. They're saying over 45,000 deaths of people who died within, these are people who died within 3 days of getting the vaccine.
Right.
45,000 deaths who died within 3 days of getting the vaccine, not to mention all of the autoimmune disorders and other health issues
right.
that we're
right.
seeing. This is pure poison. And now this individual posing as the vice president is telling us the Bible tells us to get it. This is preposterous. This is so offensive.
That is an enemy telling us to take a death vaccine.
Right.
I mean, why wouldn't an enemy tell you, sure, take this? You know,
yes.
I just had to cringe, though, with her smile and her smirk and this very, very wicked smile. You know, I mean,
so deceptive.
Gosh.
Remember, Satan used scripture to try to deceive Jesus.
He is actually quoting
scripture.
And he even tried to twist God's own words to Eve. And
right.
so, you know, I mean, that is what he does.
Pure deception.
Yep.
And it's the highest. Anytime they use the word of God to try to harm you, to get you to comply with wickedness, everything else they stand for is pure wickedness. Before she talks about, how about loving your brother? How about sealing the borders and stopping the children from being exploited and the destruction of our culture and our country at our southern border? I'd love to hear how much she really knows about the Bible, and let's hear what it says about securing your nation.
A communist is a God hater.
That's right.
And a God hater quoting out of the Bible? Are you kidding?
Pure deception.
Wow.
Yep. Okay, so hopefully that's also got you guys all fired up too. And it's not even Friday yet, but
yeah. Oh, geez.
And you've got some really good information too that we weren't able to quite get to yesterday. So
right. Well, I just want. Well, since we're still talking about the vaccine, though, I just wanted to add there that that Arizona State, the Arizona lawmakers advised people to put up no trespassing signs so that it would block these door-to-door vaccine campaigns that they're pushing out. And also, another interesting thing coming out of North Carolina is that North Carolina County is now offering door-to-door COVID vaccinations.
Oh, my
gosh. So they're actually willing to go door-to-door to try to push these vaccinations onto people. That is how, I mean, this is an enemy pushing a very, very dangerous and lethal vaccine onto people.
And on children who do not need it.
Yep, that's right. I found this article. It was titled, North Carolina Door-to-Door Vaccine Outreach is Violating Zone of Privacy, Advocacy Group says. And so they're saying that through the door-to-door vaccine outreach program, it has been called non-confrontational, a health advocacy group said, it veers into violating a zone of privacy. The zone of privacy is a civil liberty constitutionally protected in the Bill of Rights, first recognized by the U.S. Supreme Court in Griswold versus Connecticut in 1965, when it determined that the government can't restrict the sale and use of contraceptives, invalidating an 1879 law that the court ruled was a violation of marital privacy. So basically they're using this Griswold versus Connecticut from 1965 as basis for a zone of privacy that they are in violation of. And so it's kind of like a moray, more or less, you know, where they said, we don't walk up to people and ask them, are you on antidepressants? You know, those kind of personal medical questions and stuff. Yeah. So at least they're taking a stand that way.
Well, and some people have advocated putting up no solicitation signs, but they're trained to respond. Oh, we're not soliciting. We're not selling anything.
Right.
We just want to ask you a few questions. So no trespassing, yes. Period. You don't have a discussion with them. You tell them to get off your property or you're going to charge them with trespassing.
Yep.
Which is a crime.
Yep.
Yeah. This is so much of what's happening right now is a crime. For sure.
Oh, I know, without a doubt.
Yep. Well, it's a crime too. We're out of time, but we got to roll, folks. But you be safe. God bless you all. Have a great day, and join us tomorrow morning right here at 7 a.m.
That's right. Have a wonderful Wiffle Bat Wednesday, and blessings to all of you Christian patriots out there.